Good morning. KSL News Time now, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Professional hockey in Utah could have some benefits for when we likely host the 2034 Olympics.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, Utah's Olympic Bid Committee President and CEO Fraser Bullock says having an NHL team could have a multi-million dollar impact on ticket sales in 2034, whether that's an update to the Delta Center seating or a new arena for hockey and the Utah Jazz in the downtown area. Bullock tells the Deseret News, whether or not that new arena gets built, the new team gives us another alternative in terms of where things are hosted and just how we organize things. The Delta Center is slated to host a figure skating and short track speed skating events in 34. The Maverick Center is also expected to play a host role again in when the Olympics likely return in a decade. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman gave an interview to the NHL Network last night, and it was announced that Utah was getting the team. Here's a portion of that interview.
The goal was to preserve hockey to the extent we could in Arizona and establish a new franchise in Utah. So the Coyotes are going to be inactive with the right to reactivate when a new building is built within the next 5 years, and the players and hockey operations are going to be shifted to Utah, and Ryan Smith and his partners are going to own and operate that, and the team will play in the Delta Center.
Right. And that's the key. It's the establishment of a new franchise. It's not a relocation. It's not an expansion team. Essentially, that's the way it goes.
It's really kind of a hybrid because we're taking a pause in Arizona so that we can get a new building there, but what really was underlying all of this was what we thought was going to be a temporary facility, meaning Mullet, and thank you to ASU for sharing the facility with us. We were looking under a best case at another 3 to 5 years. It wasn't appropriate for the league. It's not a major league building, and it wasn't fair to the players.
Bettman says it should take 2 summers to make adjustments to the Delta Center to make it a 17,000 unobstructed seat. After renovations, he says this fall there will be around 12,000 unobstructed seats available.
Two of Utah's congressmen are pushing a bill they hope will block undocumented immigrants from boarding planes. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with the story. Peter?
Amanda, Utah Congressman Burgess Owens has introduced a bill to stop commercial flights from letting immigrants on planes using only their immigration documents. Senator Mike Lee already has a companion bill in the Senate, and he says it's targeting a new app.
If you're an illegal immigrant under the Biden administration, all you have to do is pull out the CBP One app. It's an app that they created. It doesn't prove who they are. It just says you can board the airplane.
On the other hand, Washington Senator Patty Murray argued the app actually protects the United States.
Using this app improves security because it provides CBP with advance notice of who's arriving, and those individuals have already passed security checks.
This bill would shut down the app as a valid way to come to United States port of entry. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We have some breaking news on KSL. Just a moment ago, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was asked about Israel's attack overnight against a military base in Iran.
I'm not going to speak to that, except to say that the United States has not been involved in any offensive operations. What we're focused on, what the G7 is focused on, and again, it's reflected in our statement and in our conversation, is our work to de-escalate tensions, to de-escalate from any potential conflict. You saw Israel on the receiving end of an unprecedented attack, but our focus has been on, of course, making sure that Israel can effectively defend itself, but also de-escalating tensions, avoiding conflict, and that remains our focus. Again, I'm not going to speak to anything other than to say we were not involved in any offensive operations.
That is Secretary Blinken just moments ago in Capri, Italy.
First look traffic now takes us over to you, Andy.
Amanda, travel through the valley still in good shape on I-15. If you're going into Parley's Canyon, traffic gets a little heavy going up the eastbound direction towards Park City as you get up near the summit. But everything else with great road conditions this morning is moving really nicely. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Parts of the Jordan River Trail are closed due to already high water levels. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that story. Michael?
Tim, our snowpack is sitting at 130% of normal, and Utah Lake is at a level where it can't store any more water, meaning the gates are open and water is flowing into the Jordan River. Along with this, county officials tell the Salt Lake Tribune that peak flows along the river's tributaries will become sooner, will be overflowing sooner than normal as usual. Yeah, ideally, as things warm up, we'll see warmer days get checked by cooler days so snow doesn't melt all at once. Still, officials say be careful and keep kids and pets away from any waterfronts along the river as the snow melts. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Could an ultrasound help cure addictions? A team of researchers at the U of U think so. Professor of Psychiatry at Huntsman Mental Health Institute, Dr. Brian Mickey, says by using an ultrasound machine on a patient's brain, they can target the addiction pathways.
We're kind of going to the source of the problem, which are these deep brain circuits that we know are involved in addiction. And
the research team was awarded over $2 million in funding to further their work by the global health nonprofit organization Welcome Leap.
It is Friday, so we always look for some fun things to talk about, but Kevin Bacon is on his way to attend the prom at Payson High School this weekend. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera is in Payson for us this morning.
As you can imagine, the sheer amount of work and coordination leading up to Kevin Bacon's arrival has been huge.
One of the main things that we've been doing is trying to coordinate all of the volunteers. We've had such a huge outpouring of volunteer support and community support for this event. It's been really kind of overwhelming for all of us.
That was student council advisor Jenny Staley at the school where the actor's character, Ren McCormack, attended. Staley admitted to receiving over 1,000 requests to volunteer and that it's taking an army to prepare.
You know, I just really would like to thank everybody that has sent us good wishes.
No doubt this will be the most poppin' weekend Payson will have all year. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
It's going to be fun today for sure. Now I gotta cut loose. Yeah, we'll be hearing this today.
Already feeling it.